I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio. Joining me in the JPR studios today, $8 Mountain. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks for finally dropping by. I think this is the first time that we've ever had you in, and it's a real pleasure. I want to start by talking about the when and the how when this band got together. I read that you guys have been together for about 3.5 going on 4 years. How did that start? Who was the impetus behind the five of you getting together?
Mark Lackey over here on the Dobro knew us all individually, and we played with him in different capacity, and he got it in his mind to get us all to go up to the Green Springs and jam together one day. They used to have a bluegrass jam at the Inn every Sunday, and got us all up there, and the first time we played, it was just kind of meant to be, and so that's how we started, really. Yeah, it was Mark's super group idea.
Yeah, really, we just kind of got together, played once, and we're like, okay, so we're a band now, right? It was pretty much like...
what are we going to call ourselves? Yeah.
It really came together that fast?
That fast, yeah. It was just so natural, so...
And for folks that are outside the immediate area of the Rogue Valley, the Green Springs is give or take about 15 miles outside of town up in the mountains as you head up near the mountain lakes. All five of you are from vastly different areas of the country, and yet you all had at least a background or affinity for the kind of music you make now. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, is that just a common childhood fascination growing up, listening to music that wasn't top 40 and rock on the radio, or...?
Well, my dad owned a record store in Salt Lake City, which is where I'm from, Smokey's Records, and every summer we would attend the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. That was like our summer vacation. So I grew up listening to, like, you know, the Newgrass sounds of, you know, Hot Rise and Newgrass Revival and you know, all the greats like Peter Rowan and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, you know, those guys, like, just that whole sound of the traditional and the new sort of bluegrass sound. So that was where I got it.
What about the rest of you?
I, too, grew up on it. I'm from southern Missouri, and I spent summers with my grandfather going to bluegrass festivals, and he was way into the music, and so I grew up listening to the traditional side of it. So, yeah, it was in my childhood.
Yeah, I grew up in Texas, where a lot of great music comes from, and went to college in Austin at University of Texas, and that was where I first started playing music. There's amazing amounts of music down there, so it just kind of felt natural to start playing, and the support down there is good too. So,
we've got what, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Texas, Salt Lake City, and Missouri.
Yeah,
is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you all end up in Ashland?
That's a good question.
Those are all different stories.
Yeah. I think it was fate.
Yeah, it seems to kind of draw creative people, like not just Ashland, but the Rogue Valley, State of Jefferson, and. I don't know. We were just lucky, I guess.
We were all fans of the Lithia Water.
Well, can we hear some music? What do you guys want to play first?
Yeah, we're going to let Mark do a song. We're going to do some songs from our album we're going to go record next month. We're trying them out here. We're going to let Mark do a song that we like to call Big Time.
Since winter came, I done you wrong, but I can do better, you'll see. 'Cause I can't stand to be alone, and you're the one for me. Come on, mama, get your pretty dress on. I need to step out and don't wanna go alone. I know a honky tonk that needs a couple like you and me. We'll fill up the jukebox and have a big time, you'll see. Thank you.
can't sleep. We don't even know the day of the week. Cherry blossoms coming, it's time for me and you. Go out on that rose town, just like we used to do.
Come on, mama, get your pretty dress on. I need to step out and don't want to go alone. I know a honky-tonk that needs a couple like you and me. We'll fill up the jukebox and have a big time, you'll see. Yeah.
It's $8 Mountain live on Jefferson Public Radio here on the Rhythm and News Service, also online at ijpr.org. Before we move on, let's introduce everybody in the band. From my left, not that it matters in Radioland much, but Darren Campbell is on guitar and vocals, Stuart Green on banjo and vocals, Peter Kolsch on bass and vocals, Phil Johnson on mandolin and vocals, and Mark Lackey, who is on lead vocals on that tune, also on dobro. Well, before the tune, guys, we were talking about how you were from all over the country, and you've all come together to make music that has traditional roots regionally that are slightly different as you move around the country. So is there something specific that each one of you has brought to the group that is a regional affectation of the music that you guys now make as a group?
I would say definitely. I don't know if we could name exactly what it is. But we all have our slightly different interests in the, you know, string music, acoustic music, and I think that was part of the draw when we all came together, is everybody brought something, and it just brought a sound of its own. That,
well, Phil, one thing that I would ask directly of you is, coming from Texas, mm-hmm. A lot of this music has a fiddle.
Oh yeah,
you guys don't have a fiddler.
Got to have a fiddle in the band, right?
Yeah. What, was that a deliberate choice, or did you guys all show up at the Green Springs and nobody had one?
Basically, nobody had one. We get asked that question a lot when we travel around, and we're just like, hey, if you know any good fiddle players that live near us.
Yeah, we've had them sit in with us before at live gigs and whatnot, and somebody guest appearance on our last album.
Yeah, Dwayne Whitcomb, who...
Oh, yeah, right on.
Yeah,
used to be here for many years at JPN.
Yeah, he did one of the tracks on our last CD. But we haven't found a full-time fiddle player. So
I've heard of this instrument being called a bass fiddle. So it's the closest thing we have.
It's a little big.
Yeah.
This is a pretty big week for you guys, because this is the countdown to the end of a Kickstarter campaign to fund a new album. You guys have actually been fairly busy as a band in the recording studio, because you've got two full-length albums out, Wild River Country 2010, Riverboat Gambler 2012, an EP also out. But here comes recording number 4 that you will be working on very soon. Let's talk about the name of the album. Have you got one?
Yeah.
Is it ready for public consumption?
I think so. We named it after a song that Stu wrote called Tide of the Tracks that we'll do for you guys in a little bit.
And who are you working with for the new album?
Well, we're really excited to be working with Vince Herman as our producer. He's a guitar player, one of the front men from Leftover Salmon, which is a band that we've all liked for a long time, and goes back to Peter's Telluride roots in Colorado. And he moved out here about a year ago, and luckily we got in touch with him, and he was really excited about producing an album. And that's just been great.
It's been a real pleasure. You know, dealing with him as a person, he's a great guy. He's got a lot of knowledge, and he's had a pretty heavy hand in the sound of this next album.
Yeah. You know, with Kickstarter, the organization allows you to post a video stating your case, making your claim for why people should contribute to the project. And oftentimes you find somebody sort of sitting earnestly on camera talking about, you know, hi, I'm so-and-so, and this is my project.
Yeah, you guys, don't want to do that.
You guys took a different approach. Tell a little bit of the backstory of the video that you guys posted on Kickstarter.
Well, we Darren actually came to us because the very same reason we didn't want to make like just a video, just kind of like advertising the video or advertising the album and like without, you know, something more exciting. And Darren kind of came up with this great theme about, you know, we're all residing in the Northwest, and so is Bigfoot, Sasquatch, you know. And so he came up with an incredible story, and yeah, it all just, it really, really came together amazingly well. Like,
it was a fun day.
It was a fun day.
And not to give too much away, but one of the first conversations we had with Vince was, hey, do you think you could get in a Bigfoot costume and we could get it on film? And he's like, well, heck yeah, I'll do that.
Is the Kickstarter site for this project a fairly easy thing to find if you go to Kickstarter.com?
Yeah, you can see it on our website, $8DollarMountain.net, through on the homepage, or Kickstarter.com. It's been showing up on
If you search Tied to the Tracks and Kickstarter or $8DollarMountain, you'd get there. Yeah,
or on our Facebook. We've been talking about it a lot this month. So,
$8DollarMountain are live in the studios of Jefferson Public Radio. Right. What are you going to play next?
This is one that, actually, thanks to Vince, we've totally rearranged the song, changed the key, changed the tempo. It's a song that I wrote, and it's called Family Kitchen.
As a child, way back in Texas, where the wind did howl on southern plains, Mom and old brother, we all learned the sweet refrain was at home in the family kitchen that my father used to say, time gets tough and the road gets rocky, don't change horses in the middle of the street. It's tough and the road gets rocky. Don't
is in the middle of the street.
That's $8 Mountain live on Jefferson Public Radio. Also streaming online at www.ijpr.org. You know, when you hail from a small town like Ashland, is it difficult to get noticed in an increasingly busy sea of acoustic string music?
A good question.
Depends
regionally,
how much you're willing to tour, I think.
Really? We've definitely had a lot of local support, it seems like, since day one. We feel really lucky about that. We've played all around the Rogue Valley and get requested to play even more than we do. So,
increasingly, you know, especially in the last 2 years with all the festivals that we go to, we build a network with a lot of great West Coast musicians. So, you know, that networking kind of gets us out there through their channels. When we go to those towns, we can share shows with them, get involved in their fan base.
It's definitely like a community-oriented kind of music, which is great. You know, I mean, it definitely, like you say, it's getting ever more popular. But, you know, what we found as we get out there and we tour and we get out to these other small towns, these smaller festivals, is that the networking is there, the community's there, and the support's there, so...
And are you guys all doing this as a full-time gig, or do you have day lives and jobs and all that at the same time?
Yeah, we all have day jobs and families and
children.
So you're from all over the country. You all end up in Ashland. You all are fans of acoustic string music, and you all have employers that allow you to get time off together to go to festivals?
No comment.
Yeah, I think we're pretty lucky. Mark's his own boss, so he's the luckiest, but... But yeah, we make it work. You know, we're more in demand. We're in more demand than we're actually able to play. But that makes us pick and choose our shows wisely. And
that's a pretty good problem to have.
Yeah.
Definitely.
$8 Mountain, my guests live in the JPR studios. They've got a Kickstarter campaign right now for a new album, which will be recorded and produced toward the end of February into March. Is there a release date that you guys have on the calendar?
Shooting for mid-April.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May.
Yeah.
Well, guys, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in today.
Appreciate it. It's been probably
a long time coming. What do you want to play to go out today?
We're going to play the title track to the album. Stu Green, our banjo player, wrote it. And it's, as my son would say, it's a fast banjo song, and he likes that. So,
if you want to see us playing this with Bigfoot in the background, just go to the Kickstarter.
This one's called Tied to the Tracks.
Well, this freight train is the fastest. She ain't never been beat. But it can't take my heart away. Fast enough for me. This train don't care what you've done behind my back.
That is Darren Campbell, Stuart Green, Phil Johnson, Peter Kolsch, Mark Lackey, $8 Mountain live in the JPR studios. The Kickstarter campaign is up. $8mountain.net is the website to find the link to all of that. Guys, thanks again for coming in.
Here's a little web extra. This one's called Ambush.